where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A sad outcome in Brook Alvinston this morning. A 24-year-old driver from Alvinston died in a two-vehicle crash near Inwood Road and Rokeby Line. The area was closed to traffic for several hours but reopened just before 3. This comes on the heels of a second unrelated fatal crash that happened last week Friday. Lambton OPP say a 61-year-old driver from Petrolia died in a two-vehicle crash near Courtright Line and Marthaville Road in Inniskillen Township. Lambton OPP says the investigation is ongoing after a missing woman was found dead. The 67-year-old woman, only identified as Rosemary, was reported missing yesterday after she was last seen Saturday night near Lakeshore Road in Bissanquet Township. Sarnia police are looking for a suspect who beat up a 66-year-old in a random, unprovoked assault. Police say the victim was walking on Telford Street near Queen Street yesterday afternoon with his headphones in when someone ran up and punched him multiple times in the head. The victim left with a swollen nose and cuts on his face. Investigators have released security footage and pictures in an effort to identify the suspect. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers. A Sarnia officer arrested last month in connection with an off-duty incident is now facing a new charge. Police say Constable Tim Van Kouwenberg was arrested and charged with breach of recognizance over the weekend. He was previously charged with assault, forcible confinement, and mischief in mid-February. Lambton Public Health is prepared to handle any potential emergencies having to do with measles. This comes as concerns grow about the global outbreak and cases within Canada. General Manager for Public Health Services, Andrew Taylor, says there will be no budget impacts if vaccination efforts need to be ramped up.
This budget anticipates us dealing with any diseases of public health significance, and obviously we have mechanisms should anything overwhelm our resources where we could activate that and apply for funding as needed, but we are prepared for those emergencies, if you will.
Meanwhile, the Middlesex London Health Unit says an infected person visited several areas of the city before getting their measles diagnosis. It's believed the person contracted measles while traveling. And teachers and staff are moving into the new Gregory Hogan Catholic School on Rapids Parkway this week. Students will move into the state-of-the-art elementary school after the March break. The existing Gregory Hogan School will undergo renovations beginning this spring and will reopen as Sacred Heart Catholic School in September 2025. Clear tonight with a low of 2. Tomorrow, sunny with gusty winds in the morning, a high of 17. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of 15. Right now, it's 12 Celsius or 54 Fahrenheit. I'm Natalia Vega.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.